Go to Acts chapter 1 tonight, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and then we'll be going over there to James chapter 5. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. How about you folks could quote that tonight? How about it? Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Speaking here of the Great Commission there Jesus gave, but this is just an extension of it here through the apostles. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, of course, this is Jesus Christ saying, this is a great commission here. While they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Father, thank you tonight for your word. Now, God, I ask that you would give us eyes for the eternal this evening. I ask, Father, that you would encourage us, challenge us, God, to believe you for what we ask you tonight in prayer. You've given us great opportunity. You've paved the way through the precious blood of your Son. You've given us high and holy positions in Jesus Christ as joint heirs of the Son of God, that we may come boldly and with confidence. And so, God, please, would you challenge us and would you convict us of that very fact tonight? In Jesus' name, amen. This power here that is spoken of in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 that Jesus talks about is simply a power to give witness, to give testimony, to bear the testimony of Jesus Christ and to bear testimony to this lost world of who he is. That's exactly what it is. And of course it says here in the book of the Revelation, John went to the island of Patmos because he bore the testimony of Jesus Christ. How about that fellow over there in Iran in that prison? He bears the testimony of Jesus Christ. Is there any doubt tonight that John had that power of God upon him in the island of Patmos? That he received that power? Is there any doubt about that? No. And there shouldn't be any doubt about that fellow over there in this church age tonight. Over 2,000 years later. May I say, there should be no doubt that we've received also the same power tonight as believers right in this church room. No doubt about it. I want you to think, when God prompts your heart to tell somebody about Christ, I don't know how often you do. You may have shut it down years ago and you don't tell anybody about the Lord anymore. Or maybe you don't tell anybody about the Lord. I don't know. But maybe you do. But one thing about it, that prompting is of God. And that is that holy unction. It's that anointing. Jesus said there in Isaiah 61, and you say, well, Jesus didn't say anything in Isaiah 61. Yeah, he said the whole book, amen. All right? From Genesis to Revelation. He said in Isaiah 61 that his servant would be anointed to preach a gospel unto the meek. And I'm just going to quote it what I know, okay? But preach a gospel unto the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set liberty to the captives, and to unbind them that are bound. Something like that. And it was speaking of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He would be anointed to do that. Well, Jesus Christ was, and he did. But dear friends, at Pentecost, he passed it on. We've got that anointing today. Oh, maybe not, certainly not the same measure that Christ had it. And I think we can prove that also from Scripture. But we have it. And when you tell somebody about Jesus Christ, it doesn't make any difference whether you're nervous, whether you're not, you think you blew it. You really can trust God that he is enabling you to do so. It's not the devil's will that you tell somebody about the Lord. And you are given that power from on high. And I say you're given it. It's really Christ through us is what it is. And, you know, think of the early church. The early church received power. It says it right there in Acts chapter 8. Okay? The early church had something beyond mere human influence, wouldn't you say? We have social influence today. We have lots of political influence, isn't there? Okay, the media. All right, especially the liberals and what else, but they're also the other side. There's influences that influence people. There's academic influence, mental influence, religious, all those things. But the early church had something beyond that. You see, any one man can have all those influences I just mentioned, but still lack the power of God. You see, the church had something more than mere human influence. They had the power of the living God. And there's a difference. And God gives that through His Word to His people. Go to James chapter number 5. Verse 16. I think Pastor was preaching this a Sunday night a while ago. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Who are we speaking of here? What's his name? We're speaking of Elijah. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth in the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Elijah was a man whose heart was in tune with God's heart. The Spirit of God came to seek and to save that which is lost. The Bible says, "His Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Shouldn't that be our heart too? Shouldn't our heart be to seek and to save that which is lost? It is if Christ is working in us and through us. No doubt. Well, here's Elias, or Elijah. Subject to the same things we are. Tempted to sin, tempted to be discouraged, and the man was. You know he got discouraged. He needed help. He needed revived. And yet, so this man was so close to God in this circumstance here. Do you think Elijah prayed in the Holy Ghost? Well, folks, this man wasn't just merely influenced by God. Okay? The Spirit of God came upon this man. He prayed these things. Called down fire from heaven. God of heaven brought that down, licked up all the water, everything. But he's just a man. So are we. Listen. Elijah, and again, had power from on high. It was not just mere influence. Yes, we need to influence our co-workers. That's not enough. Because that's not the eternal Spirit of God doing that. All right? And He can use that. Let me say that. He can use that. But we need God's power. That's what we need. Is God's power. You know, one man, Ian Bounds, said this: what the church needs today is not more machinery or better, not new organizations or more novel methods, but men whom the Holy Ghost can use, men of prayer, men of mighty prayer. The Holy Ghost does not come on machinery, but on men. He does not anoint plans, but men of prayer. It is not great talents or great learning or great preachers that God needs, but men great in holiness, great in faith, great in love, great in fidelity, great for God. Men always preaching by holy sermons in the pulpit, by holy lives out of it. These can mold a generation for God. We need power from on high. Folks, we need to see the supernatural because it exists. He's given us that. You think tonight of Paul and Silas there in Philippi. those two fellas didn't have enough of human influence to keep themselves out of prison, did they? You'd have thought, well, he's the apostle. He could have got right out of that. Nope. There he sat in that prison. He didn't have enough influence to persuade him to keep him out of prison. But you see, these two men possessed the power of God in such a manner that their prayer shook the whole prison at its very foundation. You see, that's power. You know, as I see it, there's a whole generation out here. I'm so thankful for the folks we got tonight. I'll tell you what, we got a big crowd tonight. That's a blessing, see, in the prayer meeting. But there's a whole generation out here tonight that desperately needs the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, let me be more specific to my church family here. I just came out of my driveway down there, and up goes the gang. The McClinic boys, Kyler, all in these big diesel trucks, you know, and they're heading up the road waving at me. And I love them. Every one of them. Wouldn't it be something to see those boys come in here and just pour their hearts out before God and cry out to God in prayer for their relatives and their friends? Let's cry out for those boys tonight. Let's cry out for this next generation. Because we're in trouble. Now, we're not in trouble enough to fret and be all worried about it and all this. No, we're in trouble enough to go to the living God and just trust Him because for who He is. But I love Kyler. And he needs to give the Lord all his heart. So do those other boys. And so we need to pray for them. We need to pray for old Glenn over here. He's something with his blood's not right. And that physical need. And pray for him. But we need to pray that God gives us power. And the problem is we don't believe it. I think many times we see God's power and we don't see it as God's power. We just see it, oh yeah, well, I told him about the Lord. No, dear friend, there's anointing on your life. Like a dad. There's anointing. A power from on high on a dad's life. Like Dean was saying, teach these kids. Well, it's the same thing on every one of us to witness to everybody. That God would so put it on our hearts. And so we need to go to prayer tonight. And really bear down on that. We need to be men of prayer. I read one old preacher. He said, unbelief is infectious. Somebody's unbelief will just strengthen somebody else's unbelief. Well, belief's the same way. Faith in God, same way. We need each other in here. Fellas, there's a prayer meeting here Thursday morning. I make it when I can make it. Can't always make it. But it's here. And it's a blessing. Because you get with the fellas and you can talk real stuff. Not that you can't with the ladies, but listen, ladies, just tell you, men need to men, okay? Because we get down to business. It's 6 o'clock. Thursday morning. But let's go to prayer tonight, and is there any prayer requests? And then we'll close this time here, this devotional time in prayer, and we'll go to prayer. Is there any prayer requests that we missed?